All right, so I am just going to try this podcast thing and kind of take you along the journey of where I'm going and my process of getting there. So it's, I think, just more so to get my thoughts out of my own head that constantly are driving me to, just bring different things to fruition. And the process is slowly starting to, bring into my mind that everything in life is possible, and I'm so aware of that now. And I think focusing in on the simple things in life is so much more important. So I just want to share my journey with you guys, and if I'm able to help anybody along the way, that's my whole mission. And this is me just trying to kind of find my voice as well. So hopefully it will get better, and I will be able to continue to do this and just to find myself and see if I can find anybody else that's also on the journey with me and wants to continuously improve their life. So a little bit about me. I have been kind of struggling with in my life for the last like 5 years because of the thought that I knew there was more to life than just working and success and all this stuff. But I, always had a fear of missing out, or a fear of what others thought of me. And I worked so hard every single day to search for monetary success because I was worried about how others thought of me or how they perceived me, and it really kind of wore on me. And I, to everyone else, I might have looked like it was, living a successful life. I had achieved, things in life that most people couldn't have or had not achieved, by the age of 29. And, I'd opened up my own insurance agency, which was, had over 1,000 clients. I was buying real estate properties, and, I was doing all these things that, I thought I needed to do to become successful. But inside, I still felt like I couldn't speak how I really felt. I was working with people I didn't like working with. I was I was getting clients that I didn't like to work with that didn't have the same objectives as me. So I would get depressed because they, had a very meek outlook on life, and it just really kind of wore me down. And it got to a point where I was actually diagnosed with depression, and I had to diagnosed with ADD, which, I was prescribed medication, which, at first you think it's helping and you start, being more productive, you think, but in reality, all it was I was being, I was just getting busier and busier, and I was doing more tasks, but not really achieving anything that I wanted to achieve or changing anything in my life and actually finding the true purpose of what my life was. And it really kind of sunk in when, last year, my father, who was literally the main reason why I started in the insurance business and, wanted to be successful, was killed on a motorcycle accident at age of 57. And, he had worked so hard to achieve such great success, and he was just starting to, slow his life down a little bit, 'cause he was always the same as me. Just, he's got to do everything, felt like he needed to achieve everything and work so hard to be the best at what he was. And he was the best, best insurance salesman there ever was. And I felt like I needed to prove myself to him. And, when he passed away, I saw that, like, oh my God, this life that he had created and he was finally starting to find his purpose was taken from him, in an instant. And how precious life is. And I didn't know how to go about it. I thought I kept doing the same thing I was doing. I kept working, harder and harder each day, and I kept, this face on that was so, so strong, and I had to do everything for my family because I thought that I had to. And I took over so many tasks that, I thought, oh, I just want to keep learning. I want to keep busy. I want to keep this. And it wore me down so bad that I ended up, having an affair on my girlfriend, who I was with since I was 20, 21 years old. And, she ended up obviously finding out, and then, I hurt the person that I never wanted to hurt because I was so afraid, knowing that I couldn't speak my mind, you know, when I was so young. And you know, when we first started dating, and you know, you put this mask on and you assume that, you know, that's who you are. But when things change in your life and it becomes so difficult to change how you perceive yourself, and knowing that inside, your inside's telling you that that's not you, it's not with your alignment, it's not with your purpose, but you can't speak it because you think you'll be judged, or you'll think you'll be outcast, you know, and that's what killed me. And so I ended up just, I ended up hurting somebody I didn't want to hurt. I ended up hurting myself. And when that happened, I knew I had to make a change. And, you know, everything that I was kind of dabbling in, knowing that life is not, life is so precious that, you know, you can't just dabble in things and think that, you know, once you get success with money, you're going to be happy. That's not going to happen. You know, you have to live every day the way you want to live it every single day. And, you know, we think that once we achieve something, you know, we will reach happiness, which is the opposite of how everything should be perceived. You know, you have to find happiness first every single day, and then the success and everything that comes with it follows the happiness. Because if you're looking for happiness from any other way and thinking you're going to get there once you achieve something, it's not going to happen. And it's crazy that since this, you know, since this has changed, you know, I started, you know, focusing on myself and building my confidence back up and focusing on what life is actually about. And that's the journey I'm kind of taking on right now. And hopefully, I can continue on this journey and really, really improve my life, but also help others improve their lives, because I know this is a struggle for everybody. You know, everybody goes through these because we get caught up. You know, we get caught up in life and we forget to sit back and actually enjoy life, and thinking, you know, once we get somewhere, we're gonna, once we achieve whatever we need to achieve, then we're gonna find happiness. Then we're gonna find, you know, our soulmate. Then we're gonna find, it's not, you have to be happy in the moment. And each day you're happy, you do everything you do with that passion, and everything else will fall into place. And that's my goal, to live that way for the rest of my life. And hopefully you guys can come along for the journey.